Cleveland Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're off to a late start today because of some international calling problems. We're going to get right into this first interview, and then I've got some announcements to make later on during the show. We're talking with Dr. Volker Ott. How are you, Dr. Ott?
I'm fine. Thanks, Carl, for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. And this is really an important discussion, and I want to make sure we cover all of the salient information in your study. Your group looked at oxytocin as it relates to satiety and hunger. This has not been done before. We've done a lot of shows about oxytocin and morality, mood, and so on. Right. Why did you look at this?
Well, I wholeheartedly agree. You're totally right that oxytocin has been covered a lot and as concerns psychosocial functions, and also termed the love hormone. But in recent years, there's been increasing evidence that oxytocin also applied centrally to rodents, to the central nervous system, inhibits feeding. And it's a very powerful anorexigenic or hunger-reducing substance. And if you give it to fasting rats, they stop feeding. And if you give it to fed rats, they stop taking in palatable chow or like high-fat chow. So it's a very powerful substance. And that was basically the reason why we started looking into that.
Now, what we learned from many of these studies is that serum levels of oxytocin are not the key here. They are brain levels. So you used an intranasal delivery, correct?
Absolutely. That's true. There's a clear dissociation between peripheral and central oxytocin levels. That's part of that is due to the fact that oxytocin is produced within the central nervous system in the hypothalamus, and part of it is being transported along the neurons to the posterior pituitary, where it is secreted into the peripheral circulation, and where it has its usual effects in parturition and lactation. And the other part is transported across other axons of pavocellular neurons, they're called, into other parts of the central nervous system, where it acts as a classic neurotransmitter, but also with bulk flow, it's secreted into the cerebrospinal fluid, and it has an effect on a variety of nuclei within the hypothalamus, but also the rest of the brain. So there is a clear dissociation between peripheral levels, and they are not associated with the central nervous system effects of the hormone.
Interesting.
That's correct.
So now this particular study you did on humans, right? So this
right.
is really we can take a lot of the, you know, doesn't translate from rats and so on. So tell me
right.
exactly how this study was designed and what you found.
Right. We performed a double-blind within-subject study. We took 20 healthy lean men. The BMI was around 23 kilograms per square meter. And they were around 26 years of age, and we examined them on two separate occasions. And on one occasion, they received intranasal oxytocin, and on the other, placebo. And we deceived the subjects about the purpose of the study. We told them it was a test, of taste sensation. We fasted them for 8 hours, and we provided them with a breakfast all-you-can-eat buffet that was our hungry condition, and that was followed about an hour and a half later by a satiated condition where we gave a snack test, and that consisted of three plates of bite-sized cookies of salty, bland, and a chocolate chip cookie variety, and we told them to write down particulars about the taste. What we really wanted to find out was how much they ate of the test buffet and how much they ate of each particular kind of cookie without them finding out to prevent that they experienced some sort of social restriction. You know, they just ate as much as was polite, and that was part of the reason. And that's how it was designed.
Now the placebo, Was it closely matched? Was it the same vehicle that the oxytocin was distributed in, or was it a totally different nasal spray?
No, that's a very good question, Carl.
Because the only reason I ask that is because recently we did a show, unfortunately,
right,
with a fellow who just passed away, and it's very, very sad to say, talking about the effects of the lack of sensation of smell influencing that. It was Seth Roberts. That by
right,
changing the olfactory function can actually suppress hunger.
It's an excellent question. No, it was exactly the same vehicle, except for the fact that oxytocin was not included. There is a stabilizing agent and a conserving agent, metacresol, that was in there. It was the same amount of electrolytes, the same concentration of glucose. Everything was exactly matched. But you're totally right. Olfactory function was actually an endpoint in our study, because in animal studies, it has been discovered that oxytocin during subchronic administration is actually capable of reducing hunger as well. And so we tested at baseline and after oxytocin administration whether the olfactory or the smell threshold was any different.
Okay.
And it was not in our study.
Okay, good. Now, we have to take a break in order to try to get back on the clock here. And when we come
right
back, I want you to talk about the results of this study. This is very, very exciting, and then I have more questions. We're talking with Dr. Volker Ott. We're talking about oxytocin and actually how it affects hunger and satiety. This is really exciting stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're moving fast to get back on the clock here because we got a late start. We're talking with Dr. Volker Ott. We're talking about oxytocin. Could it possibly be the next frontier in hunger management and weight loss? This is really pretty exciting stuff. So what did you learn, Dr. Volker, when the individuals who got the placebo versus the actual oxytocin, was there a significant difference in the consumption?
Yeah, well, we have the two consumption periods that we looked at. We have the hungry condition that was after an eight-hour fast where they consumed their breakfast buffet. We had high expectations for that, which were completely not fulfilled. They ate exactly the same amount of calories, the same amount of macronutrients. However, about an hour later, in the satiated condition, and that's called, in our discipline, that's called the eating in the absence of hunger paradigm, which characterizes most of the day.
I mean, right.
We fill up our energy stores pretty fast, and after that, we just eat for pleasure. They ate significantly less, so they consumed 25% less calories, the men who got oxytocin, and this change was driven almost completely by a reduction in sweet chocolate chip cookie consumption.
You know, and this would speak to, as women near menopause,
right?
We know that along with estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, oxytocin drops as well. They lose that nurturing feeling. And we know that oxytocin gives people a sense of fulfillment, of happiness with their lives, a sense of well-being. And we also know that we've learned to replace those feelings with food, because food gives you a sense of well-being, but it's short-lived. This makes a lot of sense to me. It really, really does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're totally right. And oxytocin, what oxytocin does as well, it dampens the effects of psychosocial stress, and it dampens the activation of the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. And that we found in our study as well. It was well known that it dampens the HPA axis in response to psychosocial stressors, like exams, for example, or an unpleasant situation. But already after, in complete calm, after the oxytocin administrations, we found a significant reduction in cholesterol, in cortisol levels.
And, really?
That also is probably part of a mechanistic explanation of as well why they ate less. I mean, there's this comfort food hypothesis where we constantly dampen our stress axes by ingesting palatable sweet food. And if you take that away, that's that pressure, you don't need to ingest all this high-calorie food.
Not, at this point in time, not everybody is going to be able to go out and get their doctor to prescribe intranasal oxytocin to use in order to squelch their hunger. However, there are ways to elicit an oxytocin response naturally. The first is hugging somebody. Being hugged or hugging elicits an immediate rise in oxytocin production. Number two, in both men and women, it's orgasm. Now, this one baffles me because usually after orgasm, you want to eat. So there's got to be something else at play there. Maybe it's the exercise that led to this moment in time. But really, it sounds to me that if people hugged more often, they'd be thinner.
Actually, that is totally true. And about your orgasm hypothesis, I mean, orgasms also produce increased levels of endogenous cannabinoids, and those are well-known orexigens, like hunger-inducing peptides.
Right.
You probably have to inhibit that and then get your desired effect.
But the hug is the way to go then, because a hug will increase, produce a rise in oxytocin. And we know that people who hug, we talked about this on the show, people who hug and get hugged an average of 8 times a day seem to enjoy their lives more. They say that they have a happier life.
Oh, absolutely. That's true. I mean, there's a plethora of studies proving that hugging, prolonged physical contact with your partner helps to steadily increase your central nervous oxytocin levels as well. And those are the ones that are probably responsible for the that you don't need to eat, like dampen your emotional eating.
I love this. So what do you hope clinicians, first of all, take away from your research?
Well, an increased awareness that we have all the stuff that we need to lose weight on board. I mean, as you alluded to, natural exercises to change our hormone levels would be, of course, be best, but also that oxytocin, if successful in a chronic treatment approach, provides an ideal treatment approach. It's virtually devoid of side effects if administered intranasally. It reaches the brain. It has pro-social effects. And I would wish for a lot of more attention and more research on that subject.
Now, I actually had a prescription for intranasal oxytocin that was filled by a compounding pharmacist. And I wondered if either I have high levels of oxytocin to begin with or the dosages were too low, because I noticed nothing when I was using it. I even took more than the prescribed, and it was quite expensive, by the way. It was really expensive. But I wanted to try it. It was after we did a show on a sense of well-being and oxytocin. And but do you think that the dosing, what was the dosing that you used? Do you know?
Yeah, 24 units of oxytocin. Like it's an acute dosage of like one time 24 units. And the thing, I mean, in our study after that, the subjects didn't rate the cookies any different. We made them rate the cookies according to sweetness, palatability, the pleasure they derived from it. And the placebo and the oxytocin people, they didn't notice anything either. They just ate less. And that probably has to do with the fact that reward in the psychology of eating is differentiated into the motivational salience of a food item and the pleasure we derive from it. And oxytocin probably speaks to the dopaminergic wanting system, the motivational salience. It's subcortical. It's not cognitive. You don't notice it, but it changes your behavior.
Mm-hmm. This is exciting stuff.
So that's probably
stuff.
Part of the reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would much rather see people use oxytocin. Now, would they have to use it multiple times a day or before every meal? If they knew they were going to eat, would be wise to take an acute dose of oxytocin like a half hour before a meal?
That's really hard to say. There's just one study in Plus One, a journal by a Chinese, by Zhang, I think, and they work up at Albert Einstein's, and they gave it for 8 weeks, four times a day, four times 24 units to overweight men and women, and they lost about 5 to 6 kilograms during that time period.
That's significant.
So it seems to work. And
well, you know what? In the meantime, a hug. Maybe what we need to do is have a hugging session with our loved one prior to a meal, and maybe we'll eat less. But maybe people can try that as well in the meantime while we see more of this research come forth.
That sounds like very pragmatic advice.
Yeah, this is really good stuff. I'm sorry that we were so late getting you on the show. We had some difficulty with international telephone lines, but I think we covered everything. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you want to get out there real quick?
No, not really. Thank you very much.
You have a great day. Thank you so much. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Hey, go hug somebody. You won't be hungry then. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own soul, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir. Listen weekdays at noon.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I don't know. Yeah. It's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back. This is an unusual day for the Blueprint Power Hour, but I'm joined by Rob Regish because he had some business to take care of yesterday. So we're doing the Blueprint Power Hour today. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. It was my son's first Little League game yesterday.
How'd he do?
He did terrific, man. And they had a lot of fun, you know, which is what it should be at that age. So
did you give him those 2 tabs of Anadrol that I gave you?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
He was crushing that.
Barry ball. Bonds, watch out. Anyway. Okay. Anyway.
His head's growing, though.
All right. So real quick, 2 things I got to mention. True Iron Nutrition, which is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, is now offering a 30% off coupon. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the True Iron banner ad, and use the coupon code SHR30. Also, today is the last day to get the Age Force Fat Burner Fat Patch for free. Get a 30-day supply, use the coupon code SR30, go to superhumanradio.com, and click the Age Force banner ad today. This is it. It's now or never. Okay, first question. Oh, wait. Today's the last day also to grab Synthogen at 15% off at MuscleMass.com. Just enter the coupon code SR15, and that equals 4 MPS. What does that mean, 4 MPS?
It's SHR15-4 MPS. You're going to get, you know, the absolute best drug-free recovery agent money can buy.
Okay, so there you go. Today's the last day for that as well. The first question comes from Matthew Bailey. He goes, hey, Rob, can you please talk about arachidonic acid as a supplement? What is it? What does it do? I've heard of stacking it with Synthogen. I'd like details on timing, what to expect, how to measure, and, of course, your recommendations as far as brands of what to look for when trying to find quality products.
Yeah, well... Arachidonic acid was introduced many years ago as a novel way to foster greater muscle gains. And the premise is this. when it's incorporated into muscle tissue and released under mechanical load from training, it releases prostaglandins, which are chemical messengers that in some ways are the key to muscle growth. Now, we know there are a lot of things that are key to it, but early marketing for the product focused on its pro-inflammatory characteristics, you know, reasoning that more inflammation was a stronger stimulus. Subsequently, there was a study done at Baylor which showed lower inflammatory markers such as IL-6. So the question was, you know, what's going on? It seems the inflammation is localized within the muscle while systemic inflammation is suppressed. And that would explain the early feedback as to far more DOMS or delayed onset muscle soreness, yet the absence of worsening health conditions related to inflammation. So in terms of brands, a real good buy is Serious Nutrition Solutions X Gels, which by label are 250 milligrams of arachidonic acid per cap. You get 100 caps per bottle, and I would suggest 4 a day with your 4 biggest meals with at least 1 dose coming 45 minutes prior to training and 1 immediately post. Now, in terms of measurements, I'll give my stock advice. If the tape measure is making bigger circles around your upper arms and legs and your strength is increasing, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
You know, curiously, those stacking it, usually with Synthogen because I have an optimal use protocol, it almost cements that along with a shrinking waistline. And that's a consequence, I think, of lowered cortisol, up to a 50% reduction when taken pre-workout, as I recommend. And that's largely from the TMG or trimethylglycine in Synthogen. The combination is so reliable. I did develop an optimal use protocol in the Blueprint 3.0. And it's not just the 2 supplements, though, that are magic. It's the loaded stretch position movements that we use with them. So you can get 3.0 for free, by the way, when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin over at CoachRobRegish.com. Guaranteed to up your game and then some, Matt. So I appreciate the question.
Next question comes from Cliff Wicks. He says, on a recent show, Carl, you talked about how you recently added heavy pullovers back into your workout. Rob Regish also agreed that it's an excellent full upper body exercise. I happened to be listening to an old episode with the Dinosaur program where you felt that pullovers should only be done with lightweight for stretching. It wasn't me. It was Brooks Kubik that felt that way because he hates pullovers because he hurt himself in a pullover machine. I'd like to add heavy pullovers back into my repertoire, but I am 42 and don't want to get injured. Any advice from you or Rob would be much appreciated. As always, thank you for what you guys do. Good. You give them your 2 cc's and then I'll add mine.
Well, there's a lot of confusion on this topic. So, you know, here are my 2 cc's. Like any other movement, pullovers need to be approached cautiously, doubly so, given they impart a very profound loaded stretch on your musculature. So what I'm saying is start light, you know, and go slow. Experiment with both laying across a bench and lengthwise using an easy curl bar versus dumbbells, although use those too. And even flat bench, use the flat bench in various incline variations. Nothing too steep. It only takes a small incline to really add to these. Now, once you find a method that suits you, we get to loading. The first option is to use a lighter weight with higher reps. Now, it's important to point out that this loading is only beneficial if it's performed after a set of heavy breathing squats, typically recommended. You won't have much gas left after 20 rep breathing squats. The thinking is that it puts a gentle stretch on your rib cage and the muscle, and it helps everything grow faster. Now, loaded option number 2 is heavy weights, and the pullover is work solo. So here, you want to marry the exercise to a solid set and rep scheme, something like Bill Starr's 5x5. It helps to keep rest periods consistent. I would suggest 3 minutes to start and ensure progression, right, from workout to workout. I'm of the opinion that every third workout, it helps to perform a rifle set. I'll call it a rifle set. And what that involves is five consecutive sets of five reps with no rest in between, using a progressively lighter weight, right? Because you're going to fatigue from set to set. So as an example, let's say you use 75 pounds for five reps, and with no rest, you rifle through 65s for five, 55, you know, et cetera, until you reach your last set, at which point you'll rep out. The practical effect is an incredible growth stimulus on two levels, with the focus on consistent, sustainable progression in your 5x5 strength work. You can gain two ways with this method, and it gives you the best of both worlds. One word of warning, expect some incredible delayed onset muscle soreness if you're not used to the movement or the loading, particularly in the long head of the triceps. Hope that helps.
Okay, so here's my two CCs on pullovers. Machine pullovers and free weight pullovers are very, very different. I like dumbbell pullovers because by getting my hands in close, I feel a greater stretch in my lats. I've learned something. When doing machine pullovers, it's best to use the machine that has pads that go right behind your elbows and not hold on with your hands. So that your shoulders, your chest, and your lats are doing all the work. Once you put the brachials in there, the arms start to do some of the work, moving the bar. So go lighter and use the back of your elbows. Now, if you have a machine that doesn't have the elbow pads, here's what I've learned. Reverse the grip. Instead of having your palms facing out, have your palms facing you when you grab the bar on the machine and pull it down into the lower portion of your chest where your abdomen meets your chest. This will assimilate a similar effect as using your elbows. It keeps the brachials out. It keeps the biceps out by doing this because you'll find that your elbows just are free falling. They'll just move along with the movement. So your arms really aren't doing the work. Your lats are doing the work. But machine and free weight are very, very different. And you could even try reversing the grip on a bar pullover, like Rob was talking about, using a cambered bar. Try that once in a while instead of just having your palms facing up. It's a very, very different movement. It hits the back differently. It hits the chest differently. But I think pullovers are fantastic. Now, the only caveat is don't do them too often. With a dumbbell, you'll start to develop pain in your triceps where they meet the elbows. The static elongation of the long head of the tricep is really, really taxed when you go all the way back with the dumbbell and then push it back up. And so if you do it too frequently, you'll start to develop searing pain in the elbows. As soon as you notice any pain in the elbows, don't do them with the dumbbell for a while. But trust me, pullovers are great. Try reversing the grip on them.
Great advice.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to SupremeRadio.com, subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, and automatically get the Blueprint 3.0 for free. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free. Along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout. When you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the H-Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. This question comes from Brian. It says, it seems that Tagamet, cimetidine, increases the absorption of certain drugs. Rob has added this to his weight loss stack smartly because, but could this $5 over-the-counter drug be used to increase or extend the use of pro-hormones or other orals? Any other drugs or supplements do you know of that might be affected by cimetidine?
You know, I looked into this, and I was really hoping that it would do this for pro-hormones, but there's no published research showing Tagamet or cimetidine increases the absorption of pro-hormones or, you know, other anabolics. We can speculate, though, given its known positive effect on caffeine and other drugs. So, you know, it may be worth a try. What I want to counsel and warn against is its known ability, cimetidine's known ability, to potentiate other drugs such as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, right, SSRIs. In fact, I would suggest if you're on any prescription drugs, stay away from this stuff. There's a long list of those associated with Tagamet. So it's best to play it safe. No need to risk it for a few pounds of fat loss, right? If you're really interested in improving absorption of, let's say, pro-hormones, uptake and utilization is enhanced by grapefruit juice. You want to drink 8 ounces with your orals, as I've seen studies where absorption of some increased by up to 500%. So it's a neat little trick, Brian. Give that a whirl.
In fact, Primordial Performance, Eric Potratz, when he developed his new oral delivery system, it basically was a very, very high concentration of naringin, which is found in grapefruit. Yeah. And what they learned is if you drink some grapefruit juice every single day, you prime the liver to allow more of the pro-hormones or pro-steroids that you're using to stay in concentration and not get flushed out. So don't just drink the grapefruit juice with the orals. Drink some every single day, weeks before you start your orals, and you will have higher doses available in the bloodstream. So there you go. Okay. The next question comes from Rick Branvold. He says, hey, guys, you've taught me how to train, how to supplement, but I don't know how to eat. I'm not sure how many calories, carbs, or which fats to eat. I'm 58 years old. I'm 5'8", 33 years old, 240 pounds, and about 20% body fat. I lift 4 days, do steady state cardio 2 days, a complete rest day on day 7. That's when he creates the world. I'm not looking for size as I am pretty big already. I just want something sustainable that I can follow daily for life with the occasional pizza thrown in and hopefully get into the 15% body fat range. I have a blue collar job and work on my feet 8 to 10 hours a day. You're going to be thankful of that when you turn 60. Whenever I go on a low calorie diet, under 1800 calories, I see great results, but just crash after about 5 weeks. Generally eat low carb paleo with raw milk and grass fed butter. Main problem when looking at my diet is paralysis of analysis. I know some people go by fullness, but as a former morbidly obese guy, I don't seem to have the "you're full" button to tell me when to stop eating. I guess the main question is how much and what should I be eating for the long term? And then he's got some random info. He's got a 300-pound bench, a 450-pound squat, 485-pound deadlift. He's on TRT. He supplements pretty heavy. He used to weigh 330 pounds, like me, and 50% body fat. Have you guys ever thought about starting a patron page? I just see a great way for people to support the show if they can support all your sponsors. If they can't support all your sponsors, go ahead.
Well, the key here is sustainability, right? As in being on a diet long term that's conducive to your goals. So you've answered part of your question with respect to your comments about being on an 1800 calorie a day paleo type diet. But you've also noted that as it starts work, you know, it stops working rather after about 5 weeks. That's consistent with what I've said all along, meaning all diets ultimately fail with time. There's an anti-catabolic effect that ultimately fails with time. Your basal metabolic rate will downregulate to match your energy intake. And from there, it's a zero-sum game. So the upshot here is this. You need to zigzag calories between 100% of maintenance on training days and between 70 and 80% on off days. Now, I would further suggest getting up to 50% of your carbs and calories for the day in the 2 hours post-workout, as doing so will help keep the muscles full. There's nothing worse than losing fat, but your muscles go flat as a result of a low-carb diet. In the Blueprint Meteoric, I specify a diet that is matched exquisitely to a training template that drives a combustion engine. Like effect, meaning we feed the muscle if it gets worked and then starve the fat and all the while keeping insulin steady for long-term fat loss. And that is the key to any fat loss diet, keeping insulin steady, either through low carbs, low calories, etc. The tie that binds in every study that I look at is taming insulin. Refilling glycogen, though, and keeping muscles full, that's another matter, and the Meteoric solves for it. CoachRobRegish.com if you're interested, Rick. Even if you're not, I'm sure you'll get some results just by avoiding constant levels of sub-maintenance dieting. It's an approach that will literally cripple your metabolism every time.
The next question, we're going to try to move fast so we can come back after the break and do the blueprint tip of the day, comes from Michelle. I believe this is Michelle Ebert. She says, finally got my mom to agree to start exercising. Well, she does walk every morning with my dad, but I think she needs to do something more to avoid more muscle wasting. She's 64 and has never exercised before. In your opinion, what supplements would be best for her recovery? Keep in mind, she is on a very limited set income. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, the best supplement to walking is without question, right? Body weight training. But I'm guessing you already know that, Michelle. Quite honestly, I wish Convict Conditioning or something like it was available under a less onerous name, but it's not. So having said that, the simple solutions rule the day, and you can sell body weight squats to her as follows. You say, hey, Mom, I've got an exercise you can do it. No weights, no gym. You don't even need to go outside. You can do it rain or shine, and it only takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And if you don't think that's enough, you've never tried it. Simply have her set a timer and perform as many body weight squats in those 5 minutes as she can. She doesn't need to perform them, right, nonstop. She can take breaks, just have to get her to do as many as possible without crippling herself. Now, once she does that, have her tally up and write the reps down. The mind is a fragile thing, and it's prone to forgetting. Right? A notebook costs pennies. Let's say she gets 50. Great. Have her take a day or two off, right, and perform them again. The goal is something greater than 50. She's going to be surprised how fast she progresses, and a sense of accomplishment will set in. Supplements for this protocol, frankly, 3 caps of Synthogen pre and post. Have her graduate up to 5 and more if necessary, right? Then have her drink a protein smoothie with 20 grams of whey and a bit of carbs for breakfast. Nothing will go as far as that duo. Now, and as we said before, Synthogen's on sale this month. So I hope that helps.
I want to throw something in here. As we age, we tend to eat too little protein. Even those of us who know that protein's important, I'm betting your mom doesn't understand the importance of protein on the synthetic response of the exercise that she's doing. So first and foremost, you need to make sure that she's getting an adequate amount of protein. 1.5 grams of protein per kilo of body weight. That's where the magic starts, up to 1.7 grams of protein per kilo of body weight. That's an important one, especially for women. They don't eat enough protein. So I would absolutely focus on her protein intake. That's an easy one. You can use a protein powder. You can just go for whole foods, whatever you want. But that really is going to make the difference of whether or not she sees results and she feels good enough to keep working out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour with the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free. Along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout. When you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint.
Blueprint banner ad.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits, and so will you.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about whole life nutrition with my guests, Alyssa Segerston and Tom, I think it's Maltieri. I'm looking at the name. Doing my best to pronounce it without asking a question. So anyway, okay, the blueprint tip of the day. What it takes to win in the long haul. What does it take to win in the long haul, Rob?
Well, I think in a word, consistency. You know, because there comes a time, there comes a point in everyone's life where you must decide if it's worth it. Is it worth it to get up every day, you know, put in an hour or so of training a few times a week and reap the rewards? You betcha it's worth it. Because as I detail in Michelle's answer, it takes, you can start with just 5 minutes and you don't even need a gym. The key is to start slow and consistency. So for those of you who have been in this game a bit longer, it pays dues from time to time to scale back and build momentum. Training momentum is something that I speak to in the blueprint, and it's in many other fine books. I think Brooks Cubic does a great job talking about it too. Please do not discount this, as it's key to your long-term progress. Now, I recently did it in my own training, and it takes the pressure off. How sustainable is it to try and top your best performance every time out? You know, not very, and scaling back is the solution. So look at over the next 90 days or even 6 months. It's a great strategy, right? Those training for a while might not want to hear this, but one step back for two steps forward is the right answer. A simple template using an upper body push and lower body slash pull day, using just three exercises twice a week with cardio on off days, that's a great schedule. And it'll mitigate any overtraining you may have slipped into. It is fast, it's efficient, and it's just what the doctor ordered to get gains going again for a lot of guys and women. Don't be surprised if those gains come fast, by the way, as this protocol, right, will allow for steps 2 and 3 in muscle growth to manifest. And it's worth repeating those steps. So as a refresher, you stimulate, you recover, and you grow. Many are doing a fine job stimulating. Far fewer allow themselves the time necessary to recover and grow. And that schedule gives you that time. It's worth noting that your supplementation can be scaled back at the same time, focusing on pre-workouts and intra-workouts. Sure, you know, you're going to wind up with lots of stuff on the sidelines and in the cupboard, but is that such a bad thing? You know, I don't think so, as you'll be able to better figure out what's working and save those sups for a later date. You're going to wind up learning what really makes a difference and save money in the bargain. So give that a shot for the next few months and report back as to your progress. I'm betting this return to fundamentals will benefit you more than any new supplement you might be considering, right? Throwing more money down a hole next month. It's pie simple to put in motion too. They say the best solutions are the simplest, and this is as simple as they come. Don't underestimate the power of simple, as it's the key that unlocks gains for many. You know, it works in life too. So try that and see, because you have nothing to lose and virtually everything to gain.
And consistency really does make a difference, and we've talked about it all along. People don't do anything long enough to actually see the benefits or results. This is true of dieting. This is true of muscle building. People hopscotch from one thing to another.
That's the big one, program hopping.
I mean, you know, they don't see the results they want within, you know, days. They don't even give things 2 weeks to start working. And quite often, if they just stuck with something long enough, they'd see the results they want.
Yeah, amen.
So it really does. And I think it's our – we become a society that has pushed off deferred gratification. Very few of us can – and you have to understand why that is. Let me tell you something. I take that back. We're not a society. We are genetically predisposed to not appreciate deferred gratification. We look for food for now. We do things for now. We are genetically designed to do this. Our ancestors 6 million years ago didn't know, well, let me store things. Let me save things. No, they went and they found it today. They ate it today. There was no save for later. There was no storage and so on. So we really are genetically predisposed not to feel comfortable with deferred gratification. But that's the problem. If people would just put their head down and do the work long enough, instead of looking in the mirror every day and weighing themselves on the scale every day and then going, oh, I don't think it's working. I'm up a half pound. Now I'm down a pound and a half. Oh, I'm up 2 pounds. Now I'm down a pound. It's like, you know what? Just do the work for 3 months. Don't evaluate anything. Just do the work. Then after 3 months, if you see no changes, then you have to change. But chances are you'll see changes.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I was making that point to a personal training client just yesterday. You know, you can't measure progress daily. Now, the best you'll be able to do is measure strength increases from workout to workout and week to week. And yes, you know, that works. And it's very motivating. You know, when your body weight squats go from 100 in 5 minutes to 120 to 180 to 200 to 400, you know, that's extremely motivating.
Yes.
Extremely.
But don't expect it to do that week after week. You have to undulate. You have to periodize. You have to give your body time to recover.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people don't put enough value in recovery. I'm one of those people. But I'm getting it now. You know, I mean, I've changed the way I do things now, so.
Step two, stimulate, recover, and grow. If you're not recovering, you're not going to reach the growth stage.
I want to email Brad Schoenfeld because I have this theory now, right? We've always heard about training for the pump. I don't know that training for the pump is the key, but I think that training beyond muscle's ability to feel pumped may be the first sign that you are depleting your nervous system of its ability to fire properly.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why I have this. And I talked about this with Elisa on Casual Friday. I backed off my training volume and I seem to be growing. And I actually am doing a lot less volume and I'm leaving the gym well before I would have annihilated my muscles, to use the word Lee Haney liked to use. And I clearly am stimulating them. But I noticed that I have a pump for hours. I feel my muscles. I'm aware of my muscles. They feel fuller for hours after the workout, as opposed to being so exhausted after the workout that I feel nothing. So I started thinking about this. The word tone your muscles is used improperly within the fitness community, but your muscles do have a tone. It's the tonic state of muscles. And the tone is created by the nervous system. It's kind of like the difference between sitting at a light in neutral and your engine is running, but there's nothing going to the back wheels, or sitting at the light in an automatic transmission car in drive, that if you lift your foot off the brake, it'll start rolling. There is a preload or a tone on those rear wheels that is gently nudging them to roll forward, but the brake is keeping them sitting still. This is the same thing your nervous system does, I predict. When you feel that pump, it's because the tone is still reaching the muscles. And when you don't feel the pump anymore, it's because you have depleted all the neurotransmitters and there is no tone left signaling the muscles to stay slightly activated, like the rear wheels of your car in drive. So, in my humble opinion, there may be some value in training for periods of time to where you leave the gym before you lose the pump. Now, you have to assess that yourself. And I'm going to email Brad Schoenfeld to ask him if there's any plausibility in what I'm talking about here, because he seems to do a lot of really good research in this area. But I suspect that if you're leaving the gym and you're not feeling that great, that wonderful feeling, like where you flex your muscles and they're engaging and they seem to stay, I can feel my back right now. I can feel my biceps right now. Normally I train so hard that I don't feel anything any longer. I have a feeling that I've trained right to the edge of where I should be and no further. And that's why my nervous system is not completely, to use the word Lee Haney popularized, annihilated. Lee used to say, the key to building strong and big muscles is to stimulate and not annihilate. And I have a feeling that too many of us annihilate ourselves. We go in there and we want to be crushed by the weights instead of crushing the weights.
Yeah. And, you know, his physique kind of reflected that. You know, if you look at Dorian Yates in the later years, he was pretty banged up. He was real banged up. Matter of fact, when I was doing phone consults with Mike Mentzer back in the day, you know, he would speak to that and say that he learned a lesson himself. So there's the foremost practitioner of high intensity training in this in this country up till that point. He's saying that, you know, it pays to listen. It pays to listen.
Well, you know, and see, Porter Cottrell once told me that Lee Labrada told him one day, backstage, I think it was at the Olympia, that Porter should, once you cannot feel a pump in the muscle, you should stop training. And Porter confided in me, he said, I thought the guy was just trying to dupe me. You know, because back then it was just as much a psych out as it was to have the best body on stage. If you could psych somebody out into training wrong, eating wrong, you knew you took them out of the equation of being up on stage with you next time. You follow me?
Yeah, I got you.
So he said, you know, I just figured that Lee was trying to, you know, to psych me out. He goes, but then years later, I realized he was telling the truth. He was being honest. And that is, and when you look at Lee Labrada, I just saw him at the Arnold. He still looks amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he is now. He's got to be my age at least, right? 55. He's got to be at least 55.
Wow.
The guy looks super muscular. He looks great. So there's something to this notion, and it's not about the pump. I don't want to misrepresent what I'm saying here. I'm not talking about the pump and the lactate buildup and possibly, stretching the fascia of the muscle and congestion and all that. And that's, I'm talking about the fact that when you leave the gym, if you still feel like your muscles are pumped and on the threshold of activating, you have trained just long enough not to deplete your nervous system of neurotransmitters.
Yeah, there's definitely a point of diminishing returns, and you just said it. If you can leave the gym on a high note with that type of feeling, do it. Do it, because you're only going to benefit.
All right, anyway, great show today. Don't forget, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Subscribe for the Blueprint and automatically get the Blueprint 3.0. I'm sorry, the Blueprint Meteoric, which is even better than 3.0, for free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, Mike check.
Welcome back.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
Okay, my next guests are Ali Segerstein and Tom Maltaire. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, Carl. Thanks.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And recently published a book called The Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook, which really will meet anybody's needs here. no matter what type or style of eating you're involved in, because it includes gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and egg-free dishes. So regardless of what your style of eating is. But I have to ask you a question. This is something that's perplexed me, and I'm going to start with Allie, if I can. You know, if you put 10 people in a room, many of them could be obese, many of them could have illnesses, and you say, who here eats healthy? All 10 of them will raise their hands. The term healthy eating has really been hijacked, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It definitely has.
And so when you talk about healthy eating and the Whole Life Nutrition book, where are you coming from?
We're coming from a whole foods perspective. So we are doing organic whole foods, fresh ingredients, the local organic if possible, and gluten-free mm-hmm. is even better because, you know, Tom will mention, I'm sure, in a second how he puts his clients on a gluten-free diet and they get better from numerous diseases.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tom, do you want to talk about that? Because we've actually done shows specifically about this. So when you get people off of grains especially, a lot of these autoimmune disorders seem to subside, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I've been looking at the food sensitivity piece for about a decade now and putting people on elimination-type diets and determining what specific foods are causing these symptoms. And yes, a lot of the gluten either containing or gluten cross-contaminated grains are definitely behind some of the reactions. The rice and quinoa are less so when it comes to actually having reactions. But definitely, once the gluten comes out, once the dairy comes out, and then depending on the person, some other foods, it's amazing. I've literally started seeing case studies of people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and 31 years of arthritis just disappear in a matter of a couple of weeks. And they've been on heavy medications, and they've seen numerous specialists. And the only thing that turns the corner for them is when they get rid of these irritating foods and they start adding in a lot of the nutrient-dense, vegetable-rich diets. It's amazing what can happen.
Well, you know, and see, part of the confusion about dairy and eggs is really the same story as gluten and other anti-nutrients that we find in foods. We just did a show recently that looked at raw milk and lactose intolerance. It's always been thought that individuals who were lactose intolerant would do better with raw milk because it contained lactase. And that has now been dispelled. But the reality is that people who were drinking raw milk did not end up with the problems that people would, that they did when they were drinking commercially produced milk. And what was identified here is that, like all things, the lectins, the gluten, the anti-nutrients pass through the mother into the milk. And so a lot of the people who tend to be have to do away with dairy, they find that if they get dairy from grass-fed, grass-pasture-fed cows, they don't have those same reactions because you don't have the lectins and the gluten and the anti-nutrients that are passing through the cow's body because the cow's not eating corn and grain and soy and so on.
Yeah, they might be lessened in some people for sure, and even with fermentation on top of that,
right.
If you start getting into some of the yogurts, it's even better on top of that. So it does improve it, yeah, absolutely.
So we've long known that Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be food. A lot of people within the medical orthodoxy, they kind of snicker at this, but food really can be like medicine, can it not, Allie?
Yes, it definitely can. There are thousands and thousands of chemicals in food that can change the way our genes are expressed and that can change how we manifest disease. So we can either take in chemicals from our food that are harmful or we can take in beneficial chemicals that can promote health.
You know, the literature has been very clear for centuries. That's the bizarre thing. Any doctor who says, food be thy medicine, aha, this is a food faddist, they're completely out of their rocker, or off their rocker, I should say. It's boggling to me how many thousands of research articles those specific naysayers are missing. You can see literature about migraine headaches being like almost eliminated with 85% of the people with food sensitivity reactions alone.
Right.
There are books since the 1940s. Dr. Rowe wrote an entire book on something called the elimination diet, removing food sensitivities. And he had phenomenal success with skin disorders and asthma and irritable bowel. So to say that food, this whole thing about gluten and whatever else, is not medicine is ignorance, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree.
Missing all the research.
I agree. And unfortunately, physicians get no real nutritional training in school. So I can't blame them, but I do blame the orthodoxy that creates the curriculums. There's a reason why they're not talking about these things, and that's because it doesn't favor pharmaceuticals.
Right. That's exactly right.
So,
you know, there's a big backlash for anybody who's speaking out against medications now and chemical use, actually, with GMOs and herbicides and things like that. I mean, the data is getting more and more solid to say the healthier foods you can eat, the healthier you will be.
So there's 300 recipes in here. This is by far one of the most expansive cookbooks I've seen in a long time. A lot of people put cookbooks together, and, you know, there's, you know, 50, 60 recipes in there. 300 recipes in here. Who cooked all these recipes to test them out? Did both of you do it?
We cook them all. That's funny. It's been years in the making, so we had an initial self-published edition in 2006, and so we've added on over time. But this last year, I added 100 new recipes. So this new, brand-new edition that just came out yesterday. But we do cook all these recipes. We have 5 children, and they are our recipe testers. And then we also send the recipes out to friends and family to test, to get feedback on. So, yeah,
very cool.
They've all been tested and retested.
Now, you also have high-protein, grain-free breads in here, correct?
Hmm? Yeah.
So what are these breads typically made with?
Coconut flour, almond flour, eggs, maybe a little bit of coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
I have a seed bread in there that's delicious that also adds some seeds, so it gives more texture and flavor. And I have some muffins that are grain-free, and I have a delicious German banana pancake. So if you remember those pancakes that puff up in the oven in a cast iron skillet.
Oh,
and
wow.
This one uses some almond flour, actually, and a little bit of arrowroot, and it's really amazing and sweetened with some banana.
I tell you what I really like about this. So, you know, we do shows about cookbooks that have a paleo approach or that have a vegetarian or lacto-vegan. You really have recipes in here that favor all different types of eating styles. Do either of you subscribe to any of the, you know, do you eat Mediterranean typically, paleo, either of you?
No, we don't subscribe to any one of them. We kind of, we incorporate all of them into our diet.
Right.
And Tom and I have both found different foods that work better for each of us. And so we, you know, our diets are varied slightly, but it's generally pretty much everything that's in this book.
Yeah, it's really a great book. I got to tell you, there are really some amazing recipes in here that I can't wait to try myself. It's a fantastic book. It's available where finer books are sold and, of course, Amazon.com. You can also go to wholelifenutrition.net, correct?
Correct. And we also have a recipe blog called nourishingmeals.com where I offer free recipes. As I'm inspired to create them, I just post them to my blog. So
that's very cool.
People can go there.
We're going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ali Segersten and Tom Maltaire. We're talking about their, this is really a great cookbook, Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook, available at Amazon.com or where finer books are sold. I got to tell you something. I buy these kale chips, Ali, at Trader Joe's because Elisa's nephew loves them, and they're so darn expensive. And you have a recipe on how to make your own kale chips. That's a winner for me right there.
Yeah, and they're so easy to make, really. As long as you have a dehydrator, you can get a lot done and put them in a jar. And you're going to save a ton of money that way, really.
Hey, Tom, we do so many shows now about the microbiome, the importance of the microbiome. It's been so overlooked how our microbes influence us. We even know that microbes have a geographical pattern as well. How much do you think polymorphisms of where your ancestors evolved play a role in your ability to tolerate and or thrive on some foods versus others?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I would say that the genetics piece of things may be less influential as your microbiome passing. It seems that people who live in similar environments and have similar genetics can respond differently to the foods they're eating depending on what their microbe status is. I'll give you an example. There was a study done on kwashiorkor, protein energy malnutrition disorder, of some children. And the children were identical twins. One of them had the kwashiorkor, the other did not. They were curious. They're like, how come one is getting nutrients from the food and the other one is not getting the nutrients from the food? They're the same. But they took that microbiome and they gave it to rats. And they noticed that the rat who got the microbiome from the normal child had normal function. The microbiome transferred to the rat from the kwashiorkor child with that distended belly and the protein energy malnutrition got protein energy malnutrition and kwashiorkor as a diagnosis. So it's like, oh my goodness, even though the genetics are there, even though they're in the same environment, even though they're exposed to similar foods, something in the history of that one twin
knocked out that microbiome and left them susceptible to not get the nutrients they needed from their foods. So that's a brilliant question. And I would say the microbiome is going to be behind pretty much every disease that we're looking at right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Celiac disease, yeah, diabetes, obesity, everything.
You know, we did a show probably over a year ago about the old Amish gut study, and that was very telling as well.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. We've talked. So with that being the case, we also know on the flip side that there's some potential for diet to influence the microbiota of the gut in beneficial ways as well as bad ways. So when we turn to these types of whole foods, do we see a more robust microbiome versus the guy or gal that's eating the Hot Pockets with all the chemicals and additives and all the other stuff in it?
Absolutely. And if you look at some of the data that's coming out of Africa, the fiber foods that are non-digested by humans often feed the microbiome, and they allow a broad diversity of organisms to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is, in the U.S., we've knocked out a lot of our beneficial species that can tolerate the digestion of some of these starchy compounds, some of these grain and bean-free diets that people are thriving on. It may be that those specific populations of people have an imbalance in their microbiome. So when they go off of those certain starches that would normally feed a healthy population and make them even stronger, the unhealthy population eats those and gets miserable. They have the gas, the nausea, the bloating, they get weak. They say, I am so glad there's paleo. So there's a multitude of people who would benefit, depending on where their microbiome is, to different types of diets. So yes, the diet can feed the organisms, but if you don't have a balance of the organisms to begin with, it can actually cause problems. So it depends.
What about genetically modified foods? Now, Ali, I heard you say, you know, you imposed the word organic a little while ago. When we talk about organic, are we excluding GMO foods, or do you think that GMO foods have a place within the scope of a healthy diet?
Is this for me?
Yeah, Ali.
Oh, this is Tom's specialty. It's not mine. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Then let's go back to Tom. That's fine.
Yeah, I've just done quite a bit of research. I've talked to geneticists and plant pathologists and lectured on this. But the genetically modified organisms themselves aren't necessarily bad. It's just the type of genetic modification we've dealt with. We've modified plants to produce toxins, like BT toxin, or we've modified plants to resist the application of toxins, like herbicides, like Roundup, for example. So whether you're looking at it one way or another, the process we've invited into our food supply since 1996 on a large scale has been to increase the amount of toxins that are in our environment, either the BT toxins that degrade from the corn and get into animals and microbes in the soil, or the herbicides that we're now finding residues of Roundup in rainwater, in urine samples, in breast milk samples. It's everywhere. And the recent data is like, wait a second, even though we were looking at certain active ingredients to test their toxicity, Roundup has adjuvants. They have additives in it that may be 30 or 50 or 70% of the formula, depending on which herbicide you're looking at, that is incredibly toxic. So we could be causing neuronal problems, so nerve-brain issues. We may be causing kidney problems. We may be causing birth defects.
Well, did you hear about what's going on with the sugarcane farmers right now?
I did, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I put this on my Facebook wall this morning, but about 65% of all the sugarcane cutters are either have frank kidney failure or damaged kidneys, and they're saying that this all started when they started using Roundup on the sugarcane crops. So
we're seeing that in Sri Lanka, you see it in India, you'll see it in South America. Wherever there's a tremendous increased use of these herbicides and a lot of exposure, then yes, the kidneys, the liver, the pituitary, they're all dysfunctional.
So really, and not to throw the baby out with the bathwater and just say genetically modified or genetically engineered crops are the pox, what you're pointing out, and this makes perfect sense, that in the past, all the genetic modifications have been designed to favor the growing and commerce of these crops, not necessarily the nutrient value of these crops, because we know that companies are working on a soybean that will produce more omega-3 fatty acids. So in that instance there, that's not designed to improve the growability of the crop and favor the farmer and or the industry. That's designed because people are going, hey, I want more omega-3s, and so they want to give us what we want.
Yeah. You know, that's a wise business move on their behalf. Hopefully there will be less potential risks. We do know that when they've messed with the soybean, they'll increase some things called trypsin inhibitor and whatnot.
Right.
It's a risky business anytime you're messing around with the DNA. I mean, really, no one really knows the adverse potential effects over the long term. But I would say the golden rice is what they're putting as their poster child, putting beta-carotene into the rice. But they're not talking about all the multitude of steps that you have to use in the human body to convert the beta-carotene into the vitamin A itself,
which most people can't do. Most people can't do it. They don't convert.
Especially if you're a starving child who is low in the cofactors like zinc, for example, or iodine that's needed for the T3 that's part of the reaction, or they're not consuming enough fat to absorb the beta carotene because they're already starving, and that's why they're going blind or whatever else is happening. So it's a little short-sighted solution for a bigger problem.
We're coming close to the end of the interview. I want to ask you each your favorite recipe in the book. And let's go ahead and start with Allie. What is your favorite recipe in the book, Allie?
My favorite recipe? I don't know. I have a lot of favorite recipes.
Okay, well, give us a few of them then. That's fine.
Yeah. We have a great almond flour, coconut flour pizza crust recipe, a grain-free lemon poppy seed muffin, root vegetable pancakes, some amazing lacto-fermented live hot pepper relish. So you know this, we have sauerkraut that's full of beneficial bacteria. Well, we have a live hot pepper relish that's fantastic. You can spoon it over anything. And then one of my other favorites is the refreshing apple cilantro green smoothie, actually. It is so good. You would never guess that putting like a whole bunch of cilantro into a green smoothie, adding avocado and lime, could make it that good.
I know.
But it is.
That's interesting. How about you, Tom? You have any favorite recipes in the book?
Well, absolutely. I really love the sweet, chocolatey decadence of the raw chocolate walnut truffles. And probably the reason I love it so much is because it's so darn simple. All it is just cacao, walnuts, and dates. Again, put them in a Cuisinart, blend them up, go to any dinner party, and just wow everybody there. And they'll never guess that it doesn't have a bunch of soy lecithin in it or additives or preservatives. It's phenomenal.
So I think I'll make that tonight when I get home.
Give it a go. It's a great one.
Well, I'm all about easy and quick, too, because let's face it, we're all so busy. And that's another thing that I noticed, that a lot of these meals in this book seem to have a pretty fast preparation time. Is that because moms are usually tasked with cooking these meals, so you want to make it easy on them?
Yeah, well, since we have five kids, we try to make things pretty fast. So a lot of the meals are very quick, and then there's some meals that can be just left on the stove to simmer or in the oven to roast slowly, so you can go away for a couple hours and come back and have your meal ready. So, yes, simple preparation.
The book is called The Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook, and it's got over 300 fantastic recipes in it. You know, If you buy this cookbook and you get three good recipes out of it, because it's estimated the average person eats the same 11 things every single week. If you can get three recipes to rotate into your repertoire from this book, then it has served you well. Go to Amazon.com to buy the book. Also, the website, wholelifenutrition.net. And Allie, plug the website where you give your recipes, your blog and so on.
All right, my blog is called nourishingmeals.com.
It's fantastic. Great work, guys. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Nice talking with you.
Okay, take care. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Costello, Watching the Detectives. What a great song that is. I think I was like 21 when that song came out. What a great mashup. Anyway, okay, so I want to talk about this real quick, and then we'll pull the plug on the show. In South America, cane sugar workers are dying in large numbers and have been for some time now. It's just making it into the media now. They're dying of kidney failure. Those who don't have frank kidney failure and haven't died already, they have compromised kidney function. And now the farms that they work on, commercial farms that grow sugarcane, are now testing kidney function. And if an individual even has slightly impaired kidney function, they won't let them work, because they see what's happening. The number of men that have died or are dying of kidney failure, that their trade is to cut sugarcane down, is astonishing. So I was listening to a story this morning on NPR, and so they had this geneticist come on and say, well, we don't know the whole story yet. It's kind of like three people touching with their eyes closed, touching an elephant, and one thinks it's a tree, and one thinks it's a snake, and one thinks it's a twig, because one is touching the tail, one is touching the leg, and one is touching the trunk. And I'm listening, I'm shaking my head. I'm like, are you serious? Now, one of the workers who was translated said, we know what the problem is. It's the chemicals that they spray on the crops. And he said the name, the word glyphosate. And then the interpreter said it's glyphosate. Glyphosate is sold under the name Roundup, made by Monsanto. Now, sugarcane has been harvested for, I don't know, maybe over 100 years now, right? But just now that they're using glyphosate on these crops, these guys are dying of kidney failure. Now, I'm not saying it's just the glyphosate. There is another aspect to this. The day before they go in and cut a field of sugarcane, they burn it because the leaves burn and it just leaves these beautiful stalks standing straight up so that the cutters can go in and they can do a better job. They don't have to fight with the leaves. They can walk row after row and just chop, chop. This is very, very hard work. In the blazing sun, and the guy said, you know, you can see the cutters covered in soot because the soot from the burnt leaves gathers on their sweaty bodies. And then they're saying, we think it's because of dehydration. That's why their kidneys are failing. I'm thinking, weren't they dehydrated 100 years ago? It's definitely the glyphosate. Now, Monsanto's backdoor loophole here is going to say, look, it's not the glyphosate, it's the burnt glyphosate. When you burn the glyphosate, it turns into something else, and that's what's poisoning them. And that's going to be Monsanto's way out of this, in my opinion. But clearly, since they've been using glyphosate on sugarcane, these sugarcane workers are dying of kidney failure. It's sad. It's sad. They interviewed one woman. She lost her brother, her father, her two uncles, and now her husband is dying. And then she pointed out that numerous people on the block have lost their sons and their husbands, or are losing their sons and husbands as we speak, dying of kidney failure. And you would think that they would stop doing what they're doing while they try to figure out what's going on here, but they won't. They'll just keep on spraying Roundup on the sugarcane. And I'm sure that Monsanto will sue them if they say that they're going to stop. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Sugar, the snack that's so nice, it kills twice. It kills those who eat it, and now it's killing those who cut it down. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.